lesson tape begins now.
A performance coach, Jason Goldsmith, has worked with over 40 PGA Tour players, including Olympic gold medal winner Justin Rose. Also, world number one Jason Day. He has coached LPGA Tour professionals, Web.com players, mini tour players, world-ranked juniors, Division I collegiate golfers, and he is a principal with a focused band mind sensing headset. Jason, can you explain what an EEG is and then move into the avatar and just what the focus band does?
Sure. All EEG is, it's a really old science. It's been around for over 100 years. It's a way to measure the electricity in your brain. So your brain is a chemical electrical organ, and it's putting out electricity. So all we're doing is measuring that electricity in millivolts. The way the brain operates is most people live in high beta, which is a high frequency, and then as that frequency comes down, you get into alpha, and then right about the edge of alpha, you start to get into theta. Right up at that point, that's the frequency that we're looking for, which is that sweet spot that we call motion. That's where we know that performance, learning, creative state exists. And then if you were to go through theta, which is kind of like that dream, daydream state, right, then eventually there's delta, which is when you're sleeping. So primarily those are the ranges. There's another range, gamma. Mm-hmm. And gamma is really, really high. And the only people that can really get into gamma are, you know, Buddhist monks, right, that have been practicing meditation for 30 years. So, mm-hmm, you know, those are the brainwave frequencies. Focus band is measuring millivolts of electricity in your brain.
How does the wearer see what's going on in their brain?
We have made the system as simple as possible, created an app so that when you have focus band on your head, you're looking at your iPhone or Android screen, and it's giving you a visual representation of what's going on in your head. So I like to think of it like a mirror. So you're looking at a mirror, and the mirror is reflecting your actual real state. So to make it simple, because most people understand the concept of right and left brain, mm-hmm, we've made it so when the avatar is green, that's the state we're looking for. So the right half of the avatar's brain will illuminate green. Mm-hmm. When it doesn't illuminate green and the left half illuminates red, that's the not yet state.
Right.
So that's the neurofeedback. That's how your brain actually trains itself how to get into the optimal state. So that's self-regulation, and that's what neurofeedback does. It's the fastest way and not the only way, but it's definitely the most efficient way to train your brain. And we do that through visual, that's looking at the avatar. We have audio, so those are the tones or the music that you can adjust on your iPhone as well. And then there's a vibration feature, which is the tactile training as well. So we've covered all three of the sense modalities to learn to train your brain and neurofeedback.
And the part that I like, Jason, is that the hemispheres of the brain, the right and the left brain that are displayed on the avatar, and the red and the green have different hues. In other words, the left side of the brain might be red, and then all of a sudden it starts to lighten up. What is that?
What we've done there is, you know, we've created different levels so that you can see that you're transitioning out of one and into the other. So if it's a deep, dark red, you're in high beta. As it starts to get to lighter red, you're getting out of the beta range and starting to get into the alpha range. And then you go from that alpha range into the darkest green. And the darkest green will be that optimal state of motion, which is that frequency that we're looking for, which is that performance frequency.
Focus band can be linked and used with flight scope. Isn't that right?
Yes. What we've also done is we've created these neuro combines, because what we realized with the golfers is if we can get you into the optimal performance state, it's much easier for us to change your belief around a particular part of your game.
Right.
If we attach it to a feedback system, which is tangibly measuring shot quality. So when you're in motion, you get the right quiet eyes, we want to be able to show you that equates to you tilting the percentage that you have a good outcome so that you can see that when you're doing the focus band process correctly, it's leading to a better outcome.
What is the mental energy tank?
Mental energy tank is the way for us to measure, you know, if you're going to wear a focus band for a long period of time, how much of that time you spent in the positive state. So if you spent the majority of your day in motion, then you could see that your mental energy tank would be full. But let's say, I'm just going to make this up, I'm going to go to my mother-in-law's house and I have focus band on. Maybe keeping my mental energy tank full would be a challenge. But it's also an opportunity for me to get better at reframing that situation and turning that negative into a positive.
And the performance pillars, if you could talk about that.
Sure. Performance pillars are, we're subjectively measuring the athlete state in the morning and then correlating that to their mental state. And we want to be able to show them that when they get a good amount of rest and they've eaten and they've exercised and they have a good attitude, that that translates to when they start to do their focus band training. Typically, their baselines are better. It's easier for them to get into motion. They're running their process much cleaner, which leads to a better outcome. So that's a way for us to show them that when you do your recovery, you do your gym work, you know, you do your sleep, you eat right, and you show up with a positive attitude, that all of those things contribute to your ability to be in that motion performance state.
Coaches can track the performance through a cloud app that Focus Band has. Could you talk about that for a minute?
We track all of this, so all this information, if the person agrees to, gets sent up to the cloud, and then from the cloud, we can make that information available to the coaches of college teams or golf teams or baseball, football, doesn't matter, tennis teams, whoever the athlete wants that information made available to, then we can make that information available to the coach, which allows him or her to do their job much more efficiently.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Steve. I appreciate your time as well. Thanks so much for having me on the show.